and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
From raking hay and feeding livestock to maintaining your property, John Deere 5 Series utility tractors bring the horsepower and versatility so you can get more done. Get amazing deals going on right now at Prairieland Partners. Receive a $2,250 bonus when you purchase two or more implements with a new 5E three-cylinder tractor, plus huge cash savings. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairielandPartners.com. Offer ends July 31st, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details.
Prairieland Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 10th of July. Beautiful start to the day. Sunshine and 61 will be reaching 91 later on this afternoon. I'm very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Four Rivers Electric Cooperative General Manager Dennis Fonis. Dennis, good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you this morning?
Hey, we're doing all right here so far. So I guess my first question is, you know, about 10 days ago we had that three-day burst of heat and humidity across most of Kansas, including here. How did the utility fare with that?
We fared pretty well. We were running our peakers quite a bit. We had a request to generate, and that went very well for us. Our solar units were running 100%, and our diesels were running 100% for peakers, and we're able to get through, which helps with all the maintenance we do, you know, through the year, to make sure that our system is where it needs to be.
So you were running at your peak then? Is that safe to say?
Well, we were running a peak. Whether it is the peak, well, you know, we have heat coming. So when, you know, for the individual month, there was a request put out for generation. So we were running just to try to help as best we can. Small scale, but it's still what we can do to help our system and our members.
How did the solar station up, I think it's east of America's, how did that contribute to the effort here for you guys?
Well, that generates 1 megawatt, and it's been running 100%, no issues. The only times it doesn't run is when the sun isn't shining. So sun was shining, and it was running at full capacity, which is great.
Dennis, we've got at least more seasonal conditions, you could say, coming for most of the rest of the week ahead. So 90s and humid, and then we've got Wednesday. So looking at 102, and I think the heat index readings are 110 to 112. At least that's what's being projected right now. Kind of a two-part question here for you is, A, how do you keep the equipment, or what type of prep work can you do here for your equipment to make sure that it's okay and can, you know, get through Wednesday without significant issues or significant outages? And B, what do you do here for your crews out in the field that have to go out in this in bad cases?
Yeah, I'll answer the second part first. We stress with our linemen safety, and then some more safety, and part of that is safety for themselves during the hot conditions. So it's a matter of drinking up plenty of fluids, making sure it's, the electrolytes, things like that, minimizing the type of work that they're doing during those peak hours. Our guys come in, they start work at 6 a.m. now in the summer, so they get a lot of their work done before the worst part of the day. And we do encourage them to make sure to pay attention to their body to make sure that they don't get into any dangerous situations. So that's a priority for us. As far as the other parts, with our equipment, that has to do with what we're doing all year long continually, and that's maintenance of our grid. Our grid gets beat up with weather conditions, whether it's extreme heat, extreme cold, wind, ice, etc. You know, it takes a beating out there year after year, and it's important that we continually maintain it, upgrade it, etc., fix the parts that aren't working as effectively before we have situations like we're having this week. So, I mean, this spring we've gone through and done an enormous amount of work on our work plan, and I'm very happy with progress we've been making. And that's part of what it takes to make sure that our grid is reliable for our members when it comes to, you know, weather like this.
Yeah, I'm sure that things need to be structurally sound. And part of that, obviously, is pole replacement. I think the last time we talked to you, Dennis, you said you had a pretty wide range of pole replacement activities here in the area that was going to be taking place through the spring and summer. How's that gone?
We're in the Lyon County area. We're about 75% complete with the pole replacement. So very happy with that. A little bit left to go. It's going really well. And the crews are also taking care of, some line upgrades around the area. And our right-of-way program is getting wrapped up for some of the big projects this summer. So we've been very happy with that.
We have had a few storms here this spring and summer, Dennis, but overall, I think we've been able to, for the most part, escape any real severe activity. Is that what you've been seeing throughout your service area?
It is. I mean, we always have some, you know, when a storm does blow through, we do have some outages. We haven't had anything huge hit us. We did actually send crews down to northeast Oklahoma a month ago when some storms hit Oklahoma. We sent four crews down to Oklahoma to assist with their outage situation.
Four Rivers Electric General Manager Dennis Fonis joining us here on KVUE's morning show here today. Dennis, considering we're in the middle of the summer heat, you know, and we'll have, as you mentioned, probably these peaks here, 102 or whatever the heat index readings are going to be, and the temperatures that we had this weekend are not to be, you know, guaranteed at any sort of regularity, you know, with temperatures in the 70s and 80s, and we may not see those consistently until fall. What's your advice here for utility customers on ways to beat the heat if they haven't already maybe taken some steps to do that here, say specifically for their homes?
Well, I'll tell you what we do at our home, and I'll give credit to my wife for managing this. But she knows that about 3 o'clock in the afternoon is when the grid is at, you know, gets to its peak. So she has the air conditioner programmed to cool our house down quite a bit before 3 o'clock, and then the thermostat sets up. It helps alleviate a little bit of load on the grid, and then doesn't run any appliances until, you know, from that 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock time period, and sometimes even 7 o'clock before we start running any appliances in the home. So we try to minimize our electric use and encourage everybody to do the same. No matter what utility somebody uses, it's good advice to just help the grid, because that's costs that are, you know, sometimes it's the most expensive power, and it's the customer base that has to pay for it. So it's a way to alleviate some of, even though the price points don't really reflect that right now, it's the reality. This is the expensive time, and it's the harshest on the grid. So, you know, shift to usage, get your house cooled down prior to the heat, you know, really coming on full blast. And don't open your windows when it's really humid. That doesn't help.
Okay.
I can see that, yeah. I'm not exactly sure who would try that, to be flatly honest, unless they're kind of forgotten about things.
You know, it cools down, it feels cool at night, but that humid air, it just sucks into your house, and it makes the AC work that much harder to get rid of that humidity.
Makes a lot of sense. Dennis, what else do you have here as far as utility projects that, you know, besides the pole work that you've really had ongoing now for several months now, what else do you have taken you through at least the summer months, if possibly not into, say, deep into the fall months here when it comes to your infrastructure?
Well, we've been doing a lot of single-phase to three-phase conversion in quite a bit of our area. We have, I'm not sure even how many miles we're doing this year of that conversion. We were replacing some old conductor with new conductor, heavier conductor, and that's been going very well, and that'll continue to take us to, actually, we have plans for the next quite a few years, kind of laid out year by year. We can, let's see here, just looking through my list. One of the comments was that some of the maintenance work that we've had to push off because of muddy areas and things, those have dried up, so we're able to get in there and get a lot of work done. We have, I think, 8 miles of reconstruction build that we're doing this summer, and next year we're looking at about a 20-mile project. So that takes a lot of time to get all that work done. And our guys are, like I said, great at what they do and how they do it and how they do it safely.
Outstanding. Dennis, is there anything else that you wanted to bring up here today regarding, the heat, the ongoing work to, maintain and upgrade the infrastructure? Any other points here about Four Rivers and its operations here that you wanted to highlight this morning?
I just want to emphasize to everybody out there to stay safe, stay hydrated. Think about the peaks. Avoid using power in that 3 to 6 time frame, and stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated. Sound advice, Dennis. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you.
Hey, have a great day.
You too.
That's Four Rivers Electric Cooperative General Manager Dennis Faunas joining us on our primetime newsmaker here on a Monday, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the newsmaker spots, well, we're full all the way till